The EUP has been sold a pub. Some people have been saying this, some of your critics. How do you respond to that?
I don't understand.
Some people have been saying, with the deal with the DUP, that the EUP is left here and they might lose out in other places.
Well, I asked for this deal 6-7 months ago at our party conference, which was last October. I proposed that we have an anti-abstentionist pact whereby we would support the incumbent in North Belfast, who is under huge threat from Sinn Féin. And in return for that, we asked that the DUP would support us in having a clear run at trying to win back Fermanagh South Tyrone. So that's a deal that I proposed. It's a deal I've got, and I didn't hear anybody criticise it at the time, or indeed between then and now.
Tell me how you can appeal to nationalists. How do you get Catholics to vote for Tom Elliott?
Catholics and Protestants will see the benefit of the union. It doesn't matter what religion you are, you don't need a religion to be able to spot the fact that Michel Gildenieu is an abstentionist MP, that it is many years since Fermanagh South Tyrone has had an MP who has actually sat in the green benches and has voted. So just take welfare reform as an example. Sinn Féin had 5 votes which they could have cast against welfare reform. They had 5 voices who could have argued against bringing through welfare reform at Westminster. They didn't even bother turning up for the vote. And yet, over the last 2 years, they have nearly crippled the Northern Ireland Assembly and the devolved institutions over the same issue.